X-Men. Copyright 2007 Marvel Characters Inc. All rights reserved. X-Men Motion Picture Copyright 2000 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. All rights reserved. Published by Scholastic Limited 2007. Based on the novelization by Lara Bergen. Based on the screenplay by David Hayter. Adapted by Paul Shipton. X-Men. Chapter 1. Don't touch me. The world is changing, said Dr. Jean Grey. People are changing. No one knows why, but there are more people with special powers. She looked at the politicians all around her. She was in Washington, D.C., to tell them about mutants. Senator Robert Kelly looked at her coldly.
The important question is this. What can we do about the mutant problem?
He had a paper in his hand.
These are the names of some mutants here in our country. One girl can walk through walls. Tell me, how can anyone stop her?
Jean was angry. She tried to speak, but no one listened.
The mutants are here, shouted Kelly. We must have their names. We must know their powers.
Kelly's words frightened the other politicians, and they liked his plan. At the back, a man in a wheelchair left sadly. His name was Charles Xavier, or Professor X. As he left, he saw an old friend.
We must still have hope for them, Eric, said Professor X quietly. Humans can change.
The other man's name was Eric Magnus Lenscher, but he also used the name Magneto. His eyes were hard and cold.
They can change, he said. Into us.
He turned to go.
Humans are not important now, Charles.
Northern Alberta, Canada. It was late at night. A teenager sat alone in a bar with just water in front of her. She was a long way from home. A man came and asked for a drink. After that, he said nothing. A big man came up behind him.
You've got some money for me, Wolverine, he said angrily.
The man at the bar still said nothing. The big man turned to go. But then he ran at the man with an angry look in his eyes.
No!
Shouted the teenager, and the man at the bar turned around very fast.
Slicked!
Three long metal claws came out of the back of his hand, close to the big man's face. And then,
snicked!
The claws went back into the man's hand. He walked out of the bar, frightened. The teenager followed him. It was very cold in the night air. The man got in his car and drove for a while. Then he stopped. Something wasn't right. He looked in the back of the car. The teenager was there.
What are you doing? He asked.
I need help, said the girl.
There was a frightened look in her eyes. The man knew that look, but he liked to be alone.
Get out, he said.
I helped you in the bar, said the girl.
The man thought about this. A few minutes later, they were both in the car.
I'm Rogue,
the teenager said as they drove through the empty white country.
I'm Logan.
He moved to touch her hands.
You're cold.
The girl moved her hands away quickly.
Don't touch me, she cried.
Then, she said more quietly,
When people touch me, bad things happen. I have this terrible power. I ran away from home because of it.
Suddenly, there was a tree in front of them.
Smash!
The car hit it, and Logan went through the window. Rogue looked up slowly.
Logan's body was face down on the road.
He must be dead, she thought.
But no, he started to get up. But how?
Are you okay?
Logan shouted to Rogue.
I can't move, she cried.
And now the car was on fire. Suddenly, a big man with long hair came out of the trees. Logan tried to use his claws, but the man was very strong. He hit Logan with part of a tree. Logan was face down again on the road. The big man walked to the car, to Rogue. But then a very strong wind started. The big man with long hair looked around and saw two people, a man and a woman. Who were they? The woman had white hair. The man had a visor over his eyes. He touched the visor and a red beam came out. It hit the big man and he went down. The man and the woman opened the car door quickly and helped Rogue out. They were just in time. Magneto was angry. What happened? He asked. The big man just said,
They knew.
His name was Sabretooth, and like Magneto, he was a mutant. A metal chair moved across the room, and Magneto sat down. That was his power, to move metal things with his mind. Where is the mutant now? He asked.
With them, answered Sabretooth.
Magneto didn't need to ask who. He knew. Logan and Rogue were with Professor X and his team.